The carol, the familiar carol, Angels We Have Heard on High, sung in Arabic over YouTube stills of Christmas decorations in Damascus, Syria, posted out of a nostalgic impulse by someone. Thousands have viewed the YouTube video. Damascus is a traditional center of Christmas, as important as Bethlehem, Jerusalem, and Nazareth. Before Syria's civil war, Christians were 10% of the country's population. Today, that population has been disrupted by an exodus of refugees, Christians and Muslims. For the Christians who remain, celebrations of the Christmas holiday are steeped in sadness and even danger in some parts of the war zone. Hind Kabawat is a peace activist who grew up in Damascus and joins us now from Toronto. Hind, welcome.
Hello.
And Hadi Yazigi is the same background. He grew up in Damascus and lives today in Miami, works as a doctor. Hadi, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John, for having me.
So, doctor, how sensitive is Christmas right now in your country, as far as you can tell from family connections and other friends?
Yeah, it is very sensitive. The reaction to Christmas and the celebration of Christmas in Syria in general, and it depends on where people are located. So in areas like Damascus, actually, the situation has gotten slightly better, where people are not subjected to the random shelling coming from the suburbs. So this enables them to come out, be able to celebrate, visit one another. Whereas in other areas of Syria, for example, Aleppo, that has a significant population of Christians, the celebration there is very muted, if not absent, and there are a lot of children in Syria, Christians or Muslims, who are orphans now. You know, their parents were killed. But also there are a lot of families who, young children were also killed.
And that's a theme. The children enjoying Christmas is really a theme of celebrations insofar as they can even happen in Syria. I saw a celebration last year at an enormous cathedral in Damascus that was all about the children. Do you know the cathedral that I'm speaking of, Hind, in Damascus?
Yes, it's very close to my house.
And how would you say the celebrations are taking place in your, you know, the places where you grew up?
There is no more celebration. It's a sad time in Syria because when we have a tragedy and there is the death from both sides, there is no more celebration. And the sadness is, you see, because there is no more trees, there is no more songs in the street where we used to celebrate together, Muslim and Christians. And when the people of Damascus sitting and hearing the bombs from the suburbs and hearing the news of death, so as a Christians, there is solidarity with their neighborhood. And I don't think there is no more celebration in Damascus.
And what about in Toronto? What about among your friends who are from Syria? How do you celebrate thinking about home?
Yeah, we don't put any more Christmas tree, and we just sit together. And what we do, we collect stuff, we get clothes, we get medicine. And because of here in Toronto, in Washington, we have a monthly visit to the refugee camp. So this is how we do it. Solidarity with the people of Syria. We do things for them inside Syria and in the refugee camps.
Hadi Yazigi, how do you explain to children in the United States, Syrian children in the United States, what is going on back in Syria?
Well, it is very difficult to explain to them. I mean, as you mentioned and as Hind mentioned, Christmas is largely a celebration for children. So, I mean, we should really try the hardest to bring life as close to normalcy as possible for children, because at least this is one occasion of the year where they are expecting something from adults. They are expecting peace. They're expecting a gift. They're expecting a nice hug. So I think what is also going on in Syria and outside is a large effort to try to bring Christmas as close to normal as possible for these children.
That is a really sad tension between the notion of not celebrating that you were talking about, Hind Kabawat, in Toronto, and really just focusing on the relief effort and the need to keep things normal, to celebrate as though nothing was going on. How do you navigate that, both of you?
For me, it's solidarity with the people of Syria. My cousins, my husband, my family are in Syria. They don't have electricity. They live in fears. They get out of the house. They see children in the street. They need bread. There is basic need there. So this is what we do. We tell them what's happening. We tell them that for a solidarity with the children of Syria, both Christian and Muslim, we need to sacrifice this year. So many of them, they want to do something for the kids in Syria. So it's part of solidarity. And this is how we brought up as a Christians to think about the others. So it's sacrificing your luxury for others. And this is how we brought up in Damascus. We tell our children they have to sacrifice.
That's a troubling set of choices, Hadi.
That is true. My emphasis, and what I also hear from my family and friends, and the vast majority of my family and best friends are still in Syria, actually, in the area of Damascus near where Hind lives. And what I get from them is the fact that it is difficult to explain to a child that this year you're not going to have a Christmas tree in your home. You're not going to have some gifts. You're not going to have relatives visiting and celebrating together. So they try very hard to maintain some level of celebration. And actually, you know, speaking of solidarity, you know, I grew up in a predominantly Muslim neighborhood in Damascus, and Christmas, surprisingly, you know, for many listening to your show, is a universal celebration. Muslims and Christians used to put a Christmas tree and we used to have Muslim neighbors and friends visit our house to celebrate with us. Most of that is not happening now.
Well, Hind and Hadi, I wish for both of you that the holidays will be as meaningful as they can be and that there's no tragedy that strikes your family inside war-torn Syria.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, John.
Hind Kabawat is a senior program officer for Syria in the United States Institute of Peace in Toronto, Canada, and Hadi Azizi is a Florida-based physician born and raised in Syria. Thanks again.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.